Scorpio Gravity, 6th of June 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well wherever you are. First link I want to go into today is Google data centers are around the world. So this is a little analysis over at guardian.co.uk. And they're basically revealing where Google's data centers currently are. And I didn't realize how many they actually had got. They're actually planning a lot more of these data centers. They've got 19 locations in the US. These are the ones under construction as well. They've got 19 locations in the US where they operate data centers, 12 in Europe, one in Russia, one in South America, and three in Asia. And I'm starting to think that Google's push to live, doing live stuff, might actually be a lot easier for them to achieve than somebody like Twitter, because they have this distributed model all around the world. And in the same way that, you know, CloudFront works on Amazon, I guess that Google works very similar to that. So it wouldn't be that hard to roll out something. Well, I say it wouldn't be that hard. I guess there's going to be a lot of people say, why should I move from one place to another? But Twitter could quite easily ramp up the idea of live search, and not just live search, but live chat interaction, Twitter style live content. It's interesting that they're getting more of these data centers rolled out across the world. Next link on wired.com, on threat level, which is their privacy, crime and security online section. They're talking about the Air France crash, the Air Flight 447. And they've got a lot of good opinions on there and speculation. And I do like to read through the speculation because you can read between the lines for some of this sort of stuff. But it's mainly about the fact that there's a couple of domains that were registered 2 years in advance of Flight 447. Now, admittedly, some people just, you know, put in a figure from 1 to 100 and register those domains. But this one of the guys, he runs a small business, and it might indirectly affect him from actually having that registered domain. Yeah, he might get a lot of traffic for it. But it also might cause him a lot of problems when it's something so bad and distraught like these, all these people that have died. Have a good read through it, though. There's definitely a lot of information in there. Next link is over on Frontline on the PBS.org page. South Korea stories from the most wired place on Earth. I would really like the people who have put together the IT or broadband elements of the Digital Britain report to actually read this. The fact is that internet usage is 76% there, and household broadband penetration is 97%, which is just incredible amount. Admittedly, they did invest a hell of a lot of money early on. I think it was something like early 2009 that the Korean Commission announced a plan to invest £837 million in addition to the £21 billion in private funds to provide 1 gigabit average broadband speeds to major cities by 2012, meaning a 120-minute feature film will take 12 seconds. Yeah, 12 seconds to download. So you can imagine the amount of money for filmmakers from that country if they have a similar iTunes-style store. You know, being able to download a whole movie in 12 seconds is pretty epic, and yet we're looking at having 2 megabit. It's just not anywhere compared, is it really? Next link is bgpatterns.com. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a sniffle this morning. You can use BG Patterns to make different kinds of tiled backgrounds for your web pages. Really cool little site. Three other little sites I want to link in here as well on a bit of a lighter note. Not really tech related. The first one is over classics.tumblr.com. I'll put all these links in the show notes. It's a really cool story about these wild dogs that commute from the suburbs to scavenge in the city. You must go and have a look at it. It's a great little picture, great little story. Next link is 13 Crystal Maya Schools Will Save the World. This is just, you know, off the charts, sort of woo, freaky. About these quartz crystals that were actually engineered in such a way that they can't understand how they could have possibly made it. And then the last one is man decorates a basement with a $10 worth of Sharpie. You must go and see what this guy's done in his basement. He must have just got carried away on an alcoholic binge session and drew the whole of his basement. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.